Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Thank you very much to our participating stations along the Native Voice One radio network for carrying our Wrangler Fall Sports Specials. Today, from Casper, Wyoming, we feature the Horse Nation's Indian Relay Council Championship of Champions, September 25th, 2021. Well, the first half started out with the ladies' relay competition. Tissitamut was the team that was represented, with Briley Tissitamut of the Shoshone Bannock tribe winning first. In the Chiefs race, Young Money, Bridger Sinclair, the jockey representing the Blackfeet Nation, was in the winner's circle. The second Chiefs race was won by Carlson Relay out of the Blackfeet Nation in Montana. Cody Carlson was the jockey. In the maidens race, War Chief was the team, with Charmaine Weed from Wyoming representing the Eastern Shoshone crossing the finish line first. In the second maidens race, Lexi Brewer of the Brew Crew Racing Team representing Ogallala Lakotas out of South Dakota claiming the victory. In the Warriors race, Richie Pemberton was the fastest runner and rider from Fort Belknap, Montana, Nakota White Clay, and the Timber Ridge Counting Coup Team. The youth relay, 12 to 16-year-old team, saw Buffalo runners. Cliff Kramer was the jockey of the Blackfeet Nation to claim the win. In the Indian relay eight heats, we saw Buffalo jump win number one, Chris Carlson, the rider of the Blackfeet Nation. Heat number two was won by the OMAC Express from Washington, the talented Tyler Peasley of the Colville Nation in Washington. In the winner's circle for heat three, Frontline, Daniel Goodface at the range of the Lower Brule Sioux from South Dakota. Heat race number four, Montana's Young Money, the veteran Miles Murray jockey, Blackfeet Nation represented with the win. River Road won heat five, Tristan Burdengrand in a good race. The Crow Indian took River Road to the finish line first. Heat race number six, Mountain River with Nolan Work, Nakota White Clay people represented. Heat race number seven, Tyler Cottier of the Brew Crew and Ogallala Lakota had the victory lap. Heat race number eight, it was Mountain Crow in a great race with Darren Charges Strong, the jockey. We had an opportunity to visit with the Eastern Shoshone jockey, the winner of the maidens race, Charmaine Weed. Tell us about the horsepower that you're riding today.
Well, it's my brother's chief horse, and he wanted me to race it in the ladies. And this horse, he's been taking championships in Buffalo, Oklahoma, and some other places, I think Blackfoot, Idaho. And so today he wanted to have this one chance at me taking first, and he put me on the chief horse, so I was able to complete that race and take first place today, and I'm really proud about that.
Well, a very strong, powerful, and fast horse, but he needed a jockey today. That horse reared up at the start. You did good.
I appreciate that. It took a lot of courage getting back on after he kind of fell on my leg, but you know, you got to do what you got to do and get back on that horse and show him that you're not afraid of him.
Is there anything that you can share with us to encourage the young ladies out there on the reservations across the land to succeed in whatever they do?
Just always pray for your life and your horse's life and be thankful to that horse and, you know, respect that connection with him and he'll take care of you.
That's words of our champion, Charmaine Weed of the Eastern Shoshone Band in Wyoming at the Horse Nation's Indian Relay Council 5th Annual Championship of Champions. Go get them, Charmaine.
Alrighty. Thank you.
Episodes of this program may be heard on randytaylorannouncer.com. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One. The Native American Radio Service.